Good morning from the Financial Times. Today is Wednesday, June 21st, and this is your FT News Briefing. Singapore's sovereign wealth fund wants to spend big in the U.S., and President Joe Biden's son is facing federal charges. Plus, the FT's Madhumita Murjia tests out AI voice technology.
I hear kind of flashes of real Madhu in there, but it still feels like I can tell the difference.
I'm Mark Filipino, and here's the news you need to start your day. Singapore's sovereign wealth fund is accelerating its deal-making in the U.S. The fund is called GIC. It told private equity and venture capital executives recently that it wants to increase exposure to U.S.-focused funds. That's according to FT sources. Like a lot of global investors, GIC is trying to expand beyond China. It's worried about rising geopolitical tensions, as well as an economic slowdown and a crackdown on business in China. In the U.S., GIC is focused on investing in venture capital funds and technology companies, so it looks like there's still optimism about the U.S. tech industry despite a big sell-off last year. U.S. President Joe Biden's son has been hit with federal charges. Hunter Biden has agreed to plead guilty to failing to pay income tax. He's also reached a deal with prosecutors over a separate charge. That one accuses him of possessing a firearm while he was addicted to drugs. The FT's Deputy Washington Bureau Chief Lauren Fedor has more.
The Department of Justice has been investigating Hunter Biden for several years now. On top of that, Republicans have made a lot of noise about Hunter Biden, whether it's about his tax affairs, whether it's about this gun charge, whether it's about his business dealings overseas. This development is in some ways a big moment, and Hunter Biden, the White House, are hoping to move on. But, you know, we still have House Republicans controlling that chamber of Congress, and they are very adamant that they're going to continue to investigate Hunter Biden through congressional committees. So I wouldn't say that it's necessarily the end of Hunter Biden being a talking point in Washington and beyond.
And because of that, you might think this could affect Joe Biden's 2024 reelection campaign. But Lauren says that's not necessarily a given.
Hunter Biden's personal issues, his issues with drugs, addiction, some of these investigations, they have been going on for a really long time. If you think back to the 2020 election, questions about Hunter Biden were part of the conversation then. And we all know how that election ended. You know, fast forward now, we're having echoes of 2020. You know, we'll have to see how it plays out. But for now, it may be kind of baked in terms of voters' perceptions, both on the right and the left.
Lauren Fedor is the FT's Deputy Washington Bureau Chief. Artificial intelligence voice technology is already being used for a bunch of things. Audiobooks, video narrations, customer service interactions. 11 Labs is one of the startups selling synthetic voice generation. They rolled out an early version of their product in January, and 11 Labs just raised $19 million, which gives it about a $100 million valuation. This technology is popular because it can do things like mimic the voices of political figures and celebrities. But because of that, it's also running up against ethical and legal issues. The FT's AI editor Madhumita Murjia reports.
This clip of Nightmare on Elm Street, dubbed into Polish, is the kind of movie experience Mati Staniszewski had to endure when he was growing up in Poland.
Tato, na pomoc. To ja zawołam porucznika.
Every movie, every American or British movie that you watch relies not even on dubbing, but on single narrator voiceover.
Freddy Krueger, the screaming teenager, and the policeman. They're all being done by the same person, so they all have the same voice.
And as you can imagine, it's a pretty bad experience.
The 28-year-old engineer eventually moved from Poland to London, but his movie-going experience is one of the reasons he started his AI voice company. Generative AI technology, like ChatGPT, has the ability to create new text, music, or images. and AI voice technology has the capacity to mimic and then create any voice, which would make it a lot easier to distinguish between Freddy Krueger and his victims. Matej co-founded 11 Labs along with another frustrated Polish movie buff, and it's now one of the leading text-to-speech AI startups. I met up with Matej at a co-working space in London. In the glass conference room, he opens his laptop to show me how the technology works.
This is called instant voice cloning. We'll clone Madhu's voice with her permission. I'm going to call it AI Madhu. And we'll upload the file that Madhu provided to us.
I'd already sent Matej an audio file of me speaking. He just needed a minute of my voice. His software program extracts certain qualities of my speech and recreates my voice so that now it can be used to say basically anything. To show me what that's like, Matej pulls up the FT's Wikipedia page, copies some text, and pastes it into his AI text-to-speech program.
And all we need to click is just generate, and let's see how that comes out.
The Financial Times is a British daily business newspaper printed in broadsheet and published digitally that focuses on business and economic current affairs.
What do you think?
It's funny because the accent is definitely different, and I'm not great on differentiating regional British accents either because I didn't grow up here, but I can tell that. And I hear kind of flashes of real Madhu in there, but it still feels like I can tell the difference.
I'll admit it wasn't perfect. They're still trying to get accents right. But the way his software captures intonation and pacing is a big step forward. Another big advance is that it uses the text or the meaning of what's written to adjust the emotion of the delivery. We typed in a super happy sounding sentence, and here's what came out of the laptop.
It's so beautiful and sunny in London today. I'm so excited. I had tons of sleep and I am really looking forward to the long weekend. I can't wait. I was really excited there. I thought the ending bit was quite good. The I can't wait was pitched, I think, in the right way.
This potential to capture feeling is what makes 11 Labs' software really attractive to companies that make, for example, audiobooks or provide real-time customer service. But the more advanced the technology becomes, the more it can be misused as well. 11 Lab admits that its software has been misused, but it won't say exactly how. We do know that AI voice technology has been used in phone scams and bank fraud. And users of 11 Labs have spoken about the program's ability to make deepfake voices of celebrities and politicians. Matej's response to all of this is similar to other technologists. He acknowledges the risks, but downplays them. He says they're already working on technological solutions to spot AI in the wild.
Already now, like every single audio that's produced has hidden an audible signal that we can decode and know that this is coming from 11 Labs or not. So everything that we produce, everything we've produced today can be tracked to the account and we can ban, take action in case you do something that's against our terms of service or is illegal.
Matej says they've ramped up their efforts to deactivate accounts of users who violate their policies. But AI companies in general are getting nervous enough to seek legal advice.
For the last 6 months, it's almost been one a week. And I think for the last 2 months, it's been one a day.
Sophie Gossen is a lawyer specializing in technology and copyright. She doesn't represent 11 Labs, but she says one of the biggest risks that AI voice companies face is copyright violation.
Because AI engines, they need a gigantic amount of data to learn from. And when the data that they learn from is protected by copyright, you always need to ask yourself whether or not you need permission to use that data. Another issue would be privacy and data protection. You, the human being with that voice, are in a position to control what is being done with your voice, even if it's a machine that is generating it.
I think it's going to be the easiest.
But the risks of AI voice technology don't stop at the legal gray areas. There are some serious ethical issues that come with the prospect of being able to speak using someone else's voice. Even if imperfect, listening to a synthetic version of my own voice was unsettling. Despite the risks, Matej remains focused on getting his technology out there. He says at this year's Venice Film Festival, One of the movies being screened uses voices produced entirely with their AI technology.
That's just the biggest surprise, like stretching the platform to what it wasn't designed. An entire movie that's produced with voices from 11 Labs with those dialogue scenes, all synthetic, and going to be like the first foray into that.
So we might one day see AI dubbing on Polish versions of 80s horror flicks like A Nightmare on Elm Street. But to get there, young AI companies like 11 Labs will have to stay one step ahead of the legal and moral challenges that this technology brings.
This is Ado reporting for the FT News Briefing.
Actually, that was my synthetic voice. This is the real Madhumita Mergia, reporting for the FT News Briefing.
You can read more on all of these stories at FT.com. This has been your daily FT News Briefing. Make sure you check back tomorrow for the latest business news.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.